As we've heard on NPR this afternoon, the U.S. House has approved legislation that would block Planned Parenthood's federal funding for a year in a vote divided almost completely along party lines. Republicans say it will give Congress time to fully investigate claims of wrongdoing by Planned Parenthood. Maine's two members split on what is largely a symbolic vote. Mal Leary has more.
The vote freezes all federal funding for Planned Parenthood after weeks of escalating rhetoric surrounding allegations that the organization sold fetal tissue for profit. Maine 1st District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, voted against the legislation and accused supporters of distorting the issue.
Let's be clear. Who is really behind the attempts to defund Planned Parenthood? Radical anti-abortion groups who want to shut down Planned Parenthood and deny women access to safe and legal abortion.
Pingree says the misuse of fetal tissue that's being alleged is illegal, and that Planned Parenthood will face serious legal problems if it is proven they did violate the law. She says it makes no sense to stop the funding for important health programs while a probe of Planned Parenthood is underway.
Planned Parenthood provides basic health care like cancer screenings, vaccinations, wellness exams, and STD testing. Basic care that will mean the difference between health and sickness, prosperity and poverty, or even life and death for women in my state.
In an interview with MPBN News earlier this month, 2nd District Congressman Bruce Poliquin said he would oppose the defunding of Planned Parenthood.
Elective partial birth abortions to harvest body parts for sale for profit, that is against the law. We should stop that, and we should fund the other parts of Planned Parenthood that allows these other services for women's health to go on.
Poliquin, who voted to block funding, could not be reached to answer questions about his apparent change of position. In a written statement, he said the legislation passed in the House redirects the money from Planned Parenthood to federally qualified health centers that serve the entire state. Quoting now, "This legislation will redirect millions of dollars to federally qualified health centers, which offers similar, and some locations offer even more, women's health care services than Planned Parenthood," Poliquin said. Nicole Clegg of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England says she is surprised and disappointed by Poliquin's vote and says his rationale is misguided.
Because of Planned Parenthood's large role in delivering family planning care across the country, public health experts have been very clear that the notion that other providers, including federally qualified health centers, could serve Planned Parenthood's patients is just not realistic.
It's uncertain if the Senate will even take up the House-passed measure. And if it does, Democrats have vowed to block consideration on final passage. And President Obama has promised a veto should the bill somehow reach his desk. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.